Abel by Reverend Bill Langrack. The gospel of man proclaims that he can do much, more even than God. The gospel of man proclaims God the Father wills to save all men, God the Son died to save all men, and God the Spirit offers salvation to all men and gives them grace to believe. But God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is unable to save them all because man is able to resist and overcome his grace. The gospel of Jesus proclaims something entirely different. Natural man, ungodly man, unregenerated man is not able. He is not able to live, move, or have any being apart from God. Acts 17, verse 28. Being spiritually dead, Lord's Day 8, man is not able to do good works, Lord's Day 24, and not able to resist God's will or grace, Romans 9, verse 19. Man is ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, 2 Timothy 3, verse 7. Many will seek to enter the kingdom, but shall not be able, Luke 13, verse 24. Man mocks God, saying he is not able to save or to fulfill his promises. 2 Chronicles 32, verse 14, Deuteronomy 9, verse 28. Believing not, man will not be able to abide the Lord's indignation, Jeremiah 10, verse 10. Silver and gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, Zephaniah 1, verse 18. They will not be able to hide or to be able to escape, Jeremiah 49, verse 10, Jeremiah 11, verse 11. But shall be cast down and not be able to rise, Psalm 36, verse 12. God, however, is able. He is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, Matthew 10, verse 28. He is able to save and to destroy, James 4, verse 12. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, Ephesians 3, verse 20. He is able to deliver from the burning fiery furnace, Daniel 3, verse 17. He is able to abase those that walk in pride, Daniel 4, verse 37. And he is able to make all grace abound toward us, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. Being God, our Lord Jesus Christ is equally able. He is able to subdue all things unto himself, Philippians 3, verse 21. He is able to save to the uttermost those who come unto the Father by him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them, Hebrews 7, verse 25. And in that he himself suffered, being tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted, Hebrews 2, verse 18. Being God breathed and applied to our hearts by the Spirit of God, the Scriptures are also able. They are able to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. Engrafted in us, the Word is able to save our souls, James 1, verse 21. It is able to build us up and give us an inheritance among all them who are sanctified, Acts 20, verse 32. Elders who hold fast the faithful word that they have been taught are able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers, Titus 1, verse 9. And the church must commit the teachings of Scripture to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. With few exceptions, no one born again, regenerated, justified, converted, and sanctified through Jesus by the Spirit of God should ever say, I can't. We like to, in order to excuse our sins, but then we blame God, for God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that we may abound to every good work, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. He makes us able to receive his word, Matthew 19, verse 12, able to stand, Romans 14, verse 4, able to serve in his house, 1 Chronicles 9, verse 13, able to fight sin, 1 Chronicles 5, verse 18, able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, Ephesians 6, verse 16, able to speak wisdom, Luke 21, verse 15, able to admonish one another, Romans 15, verse 14, and able to believe. Especially we believe that God is able to do what he says, Matthew 9, verse 28. Abraham was fully persuaded that what God promised he was able also to perform, Romans 4, verse 21. Paul, likewise, knowing whom he believed, was persuaded that God was able to keep that which was committed to him, 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. Therefore our faithful God will not allow us to be tempted above what we are able. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13. No man is able to pluck out of his hand those whom he has given to Jesus. John 10 verse 29. And nothing is able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8 verse 39. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and able to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.